You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
Here's what you should know today. The feds have indicted North Korean hackers for committing years of heists and scams. Three men are listed in the indictment as allegedly being a part of a group that tried to steal $1.3 billion in an extended and ongoing cybercrime spree. On top of a slew of intrusions into banks and cryptocurrency firms, the indictment alleges that the hackers were involved in the deployment of the WannaCry ransomware worm, estimated to have caused at least $4 billion in global damages. The esteemed Oxford Internet Institute announced a major report last month on disinformation and, quote, cyber troops, with a press release describing an, quote, industrial-scale problem. Worldwide press coverage echoed claims that the report had revealed the, quote, increasing role private firms play in spreading computational propaganda. Actual evidence presented in the annual Survey of Social Media Manipulation, however, is much thinner than the hype. Read more about it on Wired.com. And Twitter and other bird sighting sites like eBird have given a boost to the birding community in recent years. The sites have made celebrities out of a few lucky ducks and owls and hawks, species that appeal to the less ornithologically inclined among us. They've made birding accessible to newcomers and given avid birdwatchers a space to share photos, tips, and exciting discoveries, helping many people to find not just a hobby but a community. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.